J-A-N Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the hammer is starting to fall on Penn State University's football program. The NCAA just moments ago released a statement outlining its penalties. The NCAA has hit Penn State with a $60 million sanction, also a four-year football postseason ban, and they'll vacate all of the wins dating back to 1998. The organization announced that in a news release this morning. According to the statement, they said these funds must be paid into an endowment for external programs preventing child sexual abuse or assisting victims, and they may not be used to fund programs at the university. The career record of former head football coach Joe Paterno will reflect the vacated records as well. Penn State also must reduce 10 initial and 20 total scholarships each year for a four-year period, according to that release. That statement just released a little bit ago, so we'll have more on that later. Well, Boys State baseball tournament action will continue today with all of the Class 1A quarterfinal round games coming up. Starting at noon today with Martinsdale St. Mary's facing off against Trainer. The Cardinals at 30-4 heading into that matchup with Martinsdale St. Mary's, a perennial small school power, as they stand 37-5 on the season coming into today's 1A quarterfinal round matchup at noon. At 2 o'clock, Bishop Garrigan will face North Tama. Then tonight at 6, Lawton Bronson plays Lisbon. At 8 o'clock, Newman Catholic will face off against Earlham. The tournament actually got underway Friday and Saturday with quarterfinal round play in Class 2A. Saturday's game saw Davis County beat Alta Aurelia 1-0 and North Polk topping Forest City 5-0. On Friday, Kemper Catholic and Dyersville Beckman both advanced with victories in the first round. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Lance Lynn won his 12th game with six mostly spotless innings, and Matt Holliday and Carlos Beltran homered on consecutive pitches to put the finishing touches on the St. Louis Cardinals' 7-0 victory that completed a three-game sweep of the Chicago Cubs. John Jay and Tony Cruz hit consecutive two-run doubles off of Travis Wood in the first for St. Louis, which outscored the Cubs 23-1 and outhit them 38-16 for the sweep. Lynn also allowed just one run in 19 innings over his last three starts. Fernando Salas and Mark Zepchinski finished with a combined five hitters. The Cards earned consecutive shutouts for the first time since October of 2010. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was the Dodgers over the Mets in 12 innings, 8-3. Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 2-1. Washington downing Atlanta 9-2. It was Pittsburgh over Miami 3-0. Philadelphia beat San Francisco in 12 innings, 4-3. San Diego topping Colorado 3-2. And Arizona beat Houston by a final of 8-2. In the American League, Ryan Domet homered from both sides of the plate and drove in four runs to lead Minnesota over Kansas City 7-5. Domet became the third Twins player to go deep from each side in the game. The others were Chili Davis and Roy Smalley. Hitting .354 in his past 26 games, Domet also had a two-run single and a four-run third to match his career high for RBIs. It was his sixth career multi-homer game and the second this season. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Detroit over Chicago 6-4, Toronto downing Boston 15-7, Seattle beat Tampa Bay 2-1, Baltimore over Cleveland 4-3, Oakland over the New York Yankees 5-4 in 12 innings, and the LA Angels beat Texas 7-4. In Pacific Coast League Baseball Sunday, Round Rock topped Omaha in 11 innings 8-7, while Albuquerque defeated the Iowa Cubs 9-5. Barry Larkin and the late Ron Santo have been inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Larkin was a star for the Cincinnati Reds, while Santo played for the Cubs before a long career as a team broadcaster. Larkin called admission into the Hall the ultimate validation of his 19-year career, all of them with the Reds. Santo's widow, Vicky, gave a heartwarming speech and ended it with, "This is not a sad day, this is a great day. I'm certain that Ronnie is celebrating right now." Santo died of bladder cancer in December of 2010. In St. Louis, the Cubs players paid tribute to Santo by clicking their heels together as they jumped over the third baseline together to start the game. That's a tradition that Santo started back in the 1969 season. In other baseball news, Washington Nationals All-Star shortstop Ian Desmond is going on the 15-day disabled list with a tear in his oblique. Desmond has been trying to play through the injury, but an MRI on Sunday revealed the tear. Carlos Quentin and the San Diego Padres have agreed to a $27 million three-year contract covering the 2013 through 15 seasons. The contract includes a $10 million mutual option for 2016, which would have a $3 million buyout if he has 320 starts or more from 2013 to 15. Quentin may not be traded without his consent. That's a protection that starts immediately. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In golf, Ernie Els is the champion of the 141st British Open. The South African won the claret jug by shooting a final round 268 to finish 7 shots under par. The name on the claret jug was supposed to be Adam Scott, who had a 4-shot lead with 4 holes left to play. But in a shocking turnaround on Sunday, Els claimed the oldest trophy in golf as Scott joined a list of players who threw away a major. Now, that was not lost on Els, whose heart sank when he looked over at the 32-year-old Australian. Els said he told Scott, "You're a great player, a great friend of mine. I feel very fortunate, and you're going to win many of these." Tiger Woods skied to a 3-over 73 in the final round to finish tied for third with Brant Snedeker at 3-under. Woods says his day pretty much ended with a triple bogey on the 6th hole. The win by Els is his 4th in a major, 2nd in the British Open. His first win in the world's oldest major came at Muirfield in 2002. He also won the U.S. Open in 1994 and in 1997. Scott Stallings shot a 4-under par 68 in the final round on Sunday to win the True South Classic at Annandale Golf Club. The 27-year-old won his 2nd career tournament and his 1st in 2012, shooting a 24-under 264, which is a tournament record at Annandale. Jason Bond shot a 5-under 67 to finish 2nd, 2 strokes back. Billy Horschel was alone at 3rd, 4 strokes back, as Stallings jumped on top of the leaderboard. In racing, Elliott Sadler held off a charge by Ricky Stenhouse Jr. on a green-white checkered finish to win the NASCAR Nationwide Series race at Chicagoland Speedway on Sunday. Stenhouse appeared to have the stronger car and was chasing down Sadler in the closing laps of that race, but a late caution bunched up the field for NASCAR's version of overtime. Sadler got a push from Justin Allgaier on the restart and then pulled away. Stenhouse finished 2nd, followed by Allgaier, Kenny Wallace, and Michael Annette. And the U.S. Olympic men's basketball team wore the throwback uniforms of the 1992 Dream Team on Sunday. But that was the only similarity. Kevin Durant scored 27 points, and the United States held on for a narrow 86-80 victory over Argentina in an exhibition game. The Americans got off to a hot start, but their lead was down to 4 with 2:50 left after Manu Ginobili's three-point play. But Durant and Chris Paul hit big three-pointers as the U.S. won after being pushed for the 2nd time in its 4 exhibition games. Kobe Bryant added 18 points and LeBron James 15 for the U.S., which beat Brazil 80-69 in a similarly rugged game last week in Washington. Ginobili scored 23 points, Carlos Delfino had 15, and Luis Scola 14 for the Argentinians. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.